you talk a little more about the woman, her daughters, and kind of what their expectations slash hopes were?
Right. So this was an old country Italian woman who wanted me to tell her what to do. Wasn't interested in a lot of discussion. Just, do I need chemotherapy, was her question. In contrast to the daughters, who wanted to know every bit of the literature. And Dr. Vinok, you're telling me that 11 nodes or 12 nodes really makes a difference? And so is a very passive mom who kept looking to her kids to tell her what to do. It was quite difficult for me because my practice is to really inform, and especially when I think there's not a right or a wrong answer, my practice is to lay it out and let the patient decide. The patient ultimately wasn't happy with that because she wanted me to decide.
Neil and Axel are co-authors on a poster here at the ASCO GI meeting where we asked 150 oncologists. We gave them five scenarios. Yeah, there's the poster. We gave them five scenarios, adjuvant scenarios. And first we said, okay, how do you treat patients like this? And then, and this is an online survey, so they couldn't go back and change their first answers. And then we said, okay, you're in this situation as a patient. How would you want to be treated? I'm curious, I'm sure the patient didn't ask you, but did the daughter say to you, Doc, what would you do if it were you or if it were your grandmother?
Yeah, or my mother,
or
in
mother.
This case.
Not your wife.
Not my wife. I said it's a matter of philosophy.
Did they ask you?
They did.
Really?
And I said it's a matter of philosophy rather than medical science. I said, if you estimate that the benefit is a couple of percent with treatment and there's a risk of major toxicities, it's a matter of what your expectancy is and how you would look at the odds. I made the point that somebody who really is going to be an aggressive person wouldn't even debate about taking the therapy, and yet somebody more conservative would not take the therapy at all. I'm often asked that, and I think most of us try to use that in a gray area case as, at least internally, the helping to make the decision. What would I do, or what would my wife do? But you can't really, you don't know what the life experience of the person across the room from you is, and it's very tough to do that.